The University of New Hampshire is looking at its garbage in a different way, as a source of fuel. The university wants to partner with the company Waste Management to use a byproduct of decomposing trash to help heat and light its campus. New Hampshire Public Radio's Amy Quinton reports.
Most of the turnkey landfill in Rochester, New Hampshire, could easily pass for the grassy green hills of Ireland. It's hard to believe that more than 1 million tons of garbage is sent here every year.
The pipes sticking out, you see, are the landfill gas wells. And all those are 36-inch holes drilled down into the waste.
Waste Management owns this site. District Manager Alan Davis walks down from the top of the landfill toward where captured methane gas is burning.
You can see the flares burning. There's three flares currently there. There's two what we call utility candle flares on the right. And those are ones that are just look like a big Bic lighter almost.
Methane is a byproduct of decomposing garbage. It's also a greenhouse gas, which is why Waste Management burns it before it hits the atmosphere. But this gas is also a powerful energy source. Waste Management is already using methane from other landfills across the country to provide energy for Fortune 500 companies such as Nestle, BMW, and GM. Alan Davis thought the biggest energy user next to Turnkey, the University of New Hampshire, could also benefit from this technology.
The plan is those flares won't be burning at all once the university project comes in, and instead that gas that's just being wasted in those flares will be going to their project.
UNH trustees have given conceptual approval to build a 12.5-mile pipeline to route the gas from this landfill to the campus. But it's not an easy or cheap process. Alan Braun is lead consultant for the project.
That's a great opportunity to be able to use a renewable fuel, but the challenges are pretty significant. One, landfill gas is full of contaminants that you would have to remove. Two, it has a low heat content. We measure that in British thermal units, or BTUs. It's about half of what natural gas out of a pipeline would be.
The university would have to build not only a pipeline, but also a processing plant to clean and raise the gas's BTU content. In total, the project would cost UNH around $33 million. Waste Management's Alan Davis says it took some persuading to get UNH to consider it.
Once you convince them that it can be done, it's already being done, it isn't brand new technology, and that also that there's going to be enough gas for a long time. A lot of people look at the capital investment, which is very high for something like this, and are worried that it isn't going to last long enough.
Davis says landfills can continue to produce methane up to 20 or 30 years after they're closed and capped. UNH already spends about $12.5 million a year for heat and electricity, a cost that increases every year. Other universities, such as UCLA, have used methane gas from landfills to help fuel their campuses. But UNH Office of Sustainability Director Tom Kelly says this project would meet 85% of the campus's energy needs, larger than any other university.
And in fact, part of the importance, I think, of our whole approach is that it's really exploding the myth that you have to choose between the economy and the environment, so to speak.
More importantly, Kelly says the project could reduce greenhouse gas emissions from 5 metric tons of carbon dioxide per person to only 1. Kelly hopes pipeline construction will begin this spring. The landfill gas could be keeping students warm at UNH as early as next December. For NPR News, I'm Amy Quinton.